True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
59% of all women think that they actually wear the pants in the family.
Well, I really think you look better in a dress.
Oh, really?
Just saying.
You think so?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's those little yoga pants, because I prefer them to wear those little yoga pants, because a guy wearing yoga pants, it looks kind of weird, don't it? You see guys sometimes.
I prefer to see them in that. If I'm going to have to see them in pants, the yoga pants are the ones.
Yeah. But have you seen a guy in yoga pants?
No.
You got those tight pants?
That's stupid.
Yeah. I don't think they're considered. Are they yoga pants? But I know guys wear those tight ones to work out.
Okay. I would say for you, Tom, I would say that you wear the pants in your family.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's just talking to you throughout the years.
Oh, really? So you're just taking my word for
it.
You know, I think he makes us think that. Okay. But behind closed doors, I think she's probably got a lot more say than what he lets
on. She's got his number and makes him do stuff, and he didn't even know it.
Okay, that's where you got it just barely wrong. You said make him do stuff. That's what makes my wife so brilliant, is she convinces me at some point that it's my idea. She never goes and hits me head on with, like, I'm in charge. She always makes me feel like I'm still in charge. So that's the secret, ladies.
I guess so,
yeah. You can't take your man's man away from him, his manness, manhood. You got to still let him feel like he's in charge.
You just got to be careful wearing the pants in the family.
I just say don't wear them. Wear the dress and use that.
Okay.
Just trick him.
That's kind of what I was saying.
Tori, you wear the pants in the family, or does John?
I don't 100% know what that means. Like, does one person make all the calls?
No, but usually one person has got the lion's share. They're the leader.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably John. He's smart. He's capable. Pretty much whatever he says, I'm like, all right.
Like with all the finances and stuff like that, you kind of let him handle that stuff. Or unless it's like shopping on Amazon. That's different. That ain't handling finances in a good way.
There's a difference in handling finances and hiding
finances.
Expenses.
Or causing it.
I handle it by hiding it.
All right. But there's other areas maybe where you wear the pants in the family.
Maybe. I don't want to make decisions. I don't feel like I'm great at it. So
you're not.
He says...
I was just supporting you. I was, you know, agreeing with you.
Oh, thanks.
I'm with you. I'm ready for somebody to put some pants on and come over to my house.
And wear those pants.
I'm tired of adulting.
Yeah.
I'm tired of making decisions.
I'm with you.
I got trees still down in my backyard and there's no damage, so I'm just going to leave them there. There's going to be a tourist attraction.
That's the thing. I married someone who's perfectly capable and he's bright, so I'm like, why would I step in?
My wife says the same thing.
But see, I need to learn what Jamie does, and I'm trying my best, but it's so hard. But that's adulting right there. Marriage.
But you see, like, sometimes when people are out shopping, you see her wearing the pants, like bossing him around, telling him what to do.
Well, he's got her purse and all her bags while she's shopping, sitting out there waiting for her to come back out.
Well,
man, let me go put these in the car, honey. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
And if that works for your relationship, that's fine. All of them are different. So I'm not about to judge anyone. I feel like we're still figuring it out every day. But for us, I'm like, let's just do whatever you say.
I judge people. I'm going to be honest. You're standing there with all those bags and you're being like, yes, dear, yes, dear, yes, dear. I'm going to judge that.
But what does it matter? That person don't care about what you think. He only cares about what she thinks.
She's buying him something probably.
She's spending his money.
But honestly, I don't want to shop. Like you were saying, you went on a trip with your friends and they won't go shop and you don't want to shop.
Oh,
guys don't want to shop.
No, not for some. Sunglasses at Isle of Palms. I'm just like, y'all go on. I'm going to climb back in bed. I need another nap.
But that has been the most brilliant marriage hack I've ever discovered.
What do you mean?
If I go shop and I bring him home like a little treat, like a cookie or a soda or whatever else, it can be something small like that. I don't get in as much trouble for my shopping.
Right. Honey, I brought you a Cinnabon home.
Yes!
Now that would work on me, too. That is a great idea. You are sneakier than you think.
Thank you.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
You'll almost be as good as Jamie soon.
You're call my wife and give her that one.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Let's talk about something that both kids and parents hate.
Okay.
Kids and parents both hate this a lot.
Okay, I know this.
What?
Mosquitoes.
Okay, well, yeah. It's homework, Tom. It's homework.
Gosh.
So
that too.
You were close. You were very close. Some parents may like homework. Some kids may like homework.
Boy, I haven't met many of those.
But a study found that 2 out of 3 parents can't help their kids with homework because it's just too hard.
Yeah. I don't have that problem.
Oh, I do.
But I just get, like, first of all, they don't always want too much of your help because they want to do it themselves. Or at least my kids do. And also, it's too much. They literally are sitting there and sometimes they'll read the question to me. Like, my son had an English assignment. And the questions, they don't make sense.
Yeah.
And it's not because they're not smart enough to do them. It's like, I don't understand what they asked because they asked it in such a weird way.
Okay, I agree with that. But honestly, you feel like you can help your kid out with most of their homework?
I do.
Okay, here's the struggles that most parents have. There's the subjects. Algebra, fractions, trigonometry,
Pythagorean theorem.
Also ratios, long division, periodic table of elements, the formation of atoms, protons, neutrons, and croutons.
There's no croutons in that.
Those are my favorite.
It should be.
I can educate them on croutons if they want to know about those. They make the salad much better.
Okay, my son and I love those topics.
Okay, but you are geeky. Your dad was a rocket scientist,
okay?
You actually went to school, and you have a rock scientist degree.
Rocket scientist.
Sorry. And then your son's probably going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
But most parents are not like that. So you got to kind of take yourself out of the equation here.
I understand. I'm just saying, my son and I enjoy these things. Now, my daughter doesn't enjoy those things as much.
Did your dad help you, Tori?
No, and I tried to help my niece, and both of us were crying at the table.
Yeah.
Like, what is this stuff?
It's like when you were looking across the table crying with your kid. Yeah. You know, I don't know the answer. But when it comes to history, Roman history, Civil War history was the problem areas that they have. Now,
So you pretty much mentioned school.
Well, I didn't mention science.
Or PM.
You mentioned science. You did periodic table.
What? PE? Okay.
The periodic table is science.
Okay, that's true. That's true. See, I need help in that area. just to make you feel a little bit better, okay, parents, about your helping your kids with your homework, 1 out of 6 parents admit they do all their kids' homework.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Of that group, 10% say they do it because they don't want their kid to get upset and throw a temper tantrum.
That's,
I'm like, come on. And how old is the kid? I hope it's not a teenager throwing a temper tantrum.
Well, it will be because they didn't teach him to handle it earlier.
They're in college.
Yeah.
I was hoping you say they do it because it's so much for them. Just the fact that they are.
Well, there's a lot of homework. And especially, I wish the teachers would get together and say, hey, I'm going to assign homework this night. You don't do it tonight or whatever.
Just stop with the homework. If I didn't learn it in the 8 hours at school, I'm not going to learn it at the kitchen table.
Some schools don't have their homework.
That's not what homework's for, though. Homework is to let it sink in, like by repetition and practice.
It ain't sunked. That ain't happening.
You can tell.
All right. 70% say their kids have no problem turning all their homework over to the parent. And 38% say that their kids just wander off while they are left there doing the homework.
Wow.
I just needed I need to pet the dog for a minute.
That can't turn out well in the long run.
Yeah, I guess. 55% of parents spend more than 40 hours a year trying to keep up with the latest school curriculum and how to do it.
Okay.
Now, get this. This is funny. 36% of parents sometimes feel embarrassed when they try to help their kids with homework and don't know the answer. And then 20% have pretended they knew the answer and just Googled it, went into another room and Googled it to get the answer. I'll do that behind my kid's back sometimes. I'll do it in front of him if I can't figure it out. And then 25% also said they think their kid loses respect for them when they don't know the answer.
They do lose respect for
them. Do they really? Because yeah. I'm like, you know what? You didn't know the answer either. Yeah, I got to Google it, all right? Leave me alone.
They're looking at you like you're the parent. You're supposed to know all this stuff.
I can't know everything on Google. I'm not a Google engineer.
Well, you don't admit to your child you don't know. Tell them you do know, but you need to figure it out.
Exactly. I do know the answer, but you show me. You prove me. Prove me wrong.
A friend of mine walked in on her daughter doing homework. She's like in elementary school, and she called her going, Alexa, what's the answer to... She had to take Alexa out of her room.
Yeah. Alexa, she'll just cheat like crazy with the kids.
Yes.
She's not, she needs a moral compass is what she needs. You need to be able to turn on a thing that says, don't help my kid cheat on their homework.
Right.
Yeah. There's a percentage of parents that actually feel the teachers judging them.
They are.
They feel like they're being critiqued because they don't know the answer to the homework.
They are. My wife was a teacher. She used to judge parents.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Parents need to watch out because the teacher will start sending homework for them and the kid.
Well, it's kind of like that anyway, because when you help them out with a project or homework, it's like if they get a bad grade, you get upset about it. Like, come on.
You call the teacher going, why did they get a bad grade?
No,
I did
no,
perfect
no.
on that.
Yeah, exactly. We did perfect on that. So
I think the teacher knows if you're doing their homework for them.
Yep.
Probably sees the different handwriting.
I'll make my kid do all the handwriting parts of it. I'll just give him the answers.
Okay.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, a lot of you may not know this, but Tom has broke his shoulder in two places.
Yeah, I didn't just go for one.
Yeah.
I got two places.
You're very good at that. But you broke it because you basically tripped over a park bench? Is that
so kinda? We're on vacation, and they had these black park benches on a black paved section,
right.
And it was nighttime.
Uh-huh.
And I just did not see that sucker, man. I walked straight into it, went straight down on my shoulder, and broke it.
Well, you know what? You're not alone, Tom. Humans are actually bad at walking.
I think I'm good at walking most of the time.
Some people are graceful, but the other people are kind of klutzy, and most of us fall in the klutzy category.
Tom, I have to admit, before we got carpet in the halls here at the station, I would hear you slide all the way here from the steps.
I was good at it, wasn't I?
So most people are in the klutzy category. They did some research, and it's like about 100 people over a 16-week period. Each morning, each participant received an email asking whether they had fallen in the last 24 hours. And if they reported a fall, they were asked follow-up questions about what made them fall and what were the circumstances in the incident that made them fall. Now, at the end of the experiment, people reported a total of like about 1,495 trips and slips, 82 full-blown falls, and they say about 52% of the sample reported some sort of walking issue. So we're not good at walking, apparently.
Hmm.
Now, here's how they actually fail and just some of the problems that they were having. Alcohol-induced dizziness.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's about all mine.
Being drunk isn't really count against your walking skills. That's just being drunk.
And you know what? The thing is usually a drunk person that falls don't hurt anything.
I know, because they're all loosened up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you weren't drinking at all when you broke your shoulder, were you?
Unfortunately.
All right. Daredevil sports stunts account for some of the falls. I guess there's, hey, watch this. Now, it's kind of fun when you watch there's a video I just saw it yesterday. This girl's got one of those long dresses on that goes down to her ankles. And she's being goofy, and she decides to run and jump over, like, you know those big steel things that are in front of Walmart?
Oh, yeah, yeah, where, the big poles.
So you don't drive through the front door.
Yeah.
You know, she's going to jump over that with a big long dress on, and she just face plants right on the sidewalk.
See, that's just stupidity.
But that's a stunt. That's something silly you decide to do for no reason, and before you know it, you're in a hospital.
Dang.
So I guess that's what would account for some of those daredevil stunts that you do. Or, you know, I'm trying to think of other things like...
Trying to get out of bed?
Okay, no, that's not a daredevil stunt.
It can be.
Sliding down the stairs like on a rail sometimes, you know, you put your butt up there and you try to slide.
You fall backwards one time.
Just one.
I, you know, I try not to do things like that anymore. I don't want to hurt myself.
Okay, and then 58% of the falls and trips were just simply caused by walking.
Those are the ones that I would count. The rest of them I feel like aren't bad walking. Those are bad decisions.
Well, and some involve multitasking because you're looking at your cell phone or...
See, if I'd have been looking at my cell phone, I would have been okay because I would have been looking down in front of me and I would have seen the bench.
Mm-hmm.
But I was looking off to over my shoulder to the right looking at something and I just totally didn't see this thing.
Now, some of them were caused by slipping. A lot of times you'll see that wet floor cone...
Oh.
There's some restaurants that just have slippery floors. Like there's no carpet or anything. It's just the slippery floor. Well, it's not the movie theater, I'll tell you that much. You'll stick to that.
Oh, you ain't falling.
If you fall on that one, you know, your legs are kind of catching you and you're like popping right back up.
Cato and I have both made this mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Never use Lemon Pledge or furniture polish on your hardwoods.
Yeah. You know, I did not make that mistake. That's how my dad would dust the wood floors and we wouldn't know it. And we would come out of our bedrooms, run into the bathroom to pee. And as if we had socks on, we slid all the way there.
Oh, that's not a good suggestion.
It's not.
It's dangerous. It's very, very slippery.
Very memorable.
Well, apparently we are just bad at walking.
Well, and like I said, falling out of bed. My sister this weekend, she sent me a picture of her purple foot. Thinks she's broke her pinky
toes.
Fell
out of bed.
She had a pillow beside her.
Okay.
She went to try to get out. Well, the pillow somehow caught her. She slid right off the bed. She said, I guess I tried to spin around to stand up.
Yeah.
Her pinky toe caught the latch on her dresser, pulled the entire handle off.
Oh, my God.
So she's limping around from falling out of bed.
You know, and Tom, you talk about falling out of bed all the time.
I don't fall. I jump.
Okay.
It's like I have a dream, and then I have to leap at something, and I wake up on the floor.
You know what we need to do is get those little bitty baby bed rails for you and Cato's sister.
I need them.
Just, you know what? Have her husband just put those right on the row.
That's like, why I like sleeping on the couch. You got some protection on at least one side of you.
Yeah.
If you had a couch that was L-shaped, you could sleep right there in the hall.
Little cradle.
Yes.
Well, be careful walking today is all I'm saying.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, when your kids were younger, or maybe when you were younger, did your mom sing to you and tell you nursery rhymes and stuff like that?
Yes, my mom even read books to us.
That's
pretty
good.
Late in the game.
They say for parents to read to your kids all the time, it will make them smarter. later on in life.
That's awesome.
So, and I think you might have told this the other day, Tom, but people are just discovering Humpty Dumpty. You've heard that one. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All
right.
The king's horses, all the king's men could not put Humpty Dumpty back together again.
We actually knew it, but thank you.
I just want to make sure.
Did you write that?
Yeah, yeah. Now, I also can sing the lyrics to the Humpty Dance if you need that.
I can do that. Let's do it.
Do it. No.
The Humpty Dance.
It's your chance.
Do the hump.
So people are discovering Humpty Dumpty's not an egg, and it's haunting them. They're terrified by this. They're upset about it. Well, because all their life they thought that Humpty Dumpty was an egg.
He's just a little round dude.
Yeah, well, and they say he was a round head propaganda about a royalist cannon, whatever that means.
He wasn't a cannon, though. Maybe that's like canon, like lore or that kind of lore.
Could
I don't
be.
Know. But it was a political thing, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was a political statement they were trying to make with Humpty Dumpty, and not just an egg that falls off the wall.
They were saying like the policy, once it fell apart, it couldn't be put together again. Mm-hmm. I don't know the actual details, but it was not an egg.
Does it hurt your brain to have so much information in there?
No.
How do you know that? Just off the top of your head? You know,
I read it somewhere.
A lot of times it is just off the top of his head.
I call him Tomopedia.
It makes Kato feel better to think that.
But you know, a lot of those old nursery rhymes are really kind of creepy, like Ring Around the Rosie.
Yeah, that was the people dropping dead from the plague.
Yeah, it's like we don't need to know the background. Just have fun with little nursery rhymes and don't tell us the backstories.
Ring Around the Rosies, pocket full of posies.
Yeah, I can see Hollywood
ashes,
making
ashes,
a movie.
We all fall down because we are dying from a disease. That didn't flow as
Ring
well, did
around
it?
The COVID.
I kind of liked it.
Yeah, you know, and there's some other nursery rhymes out there that might have been misleading over time, like London Bridge is falling down. It wasn't really falling down completely because they were doing construction on London Bridge. When
speaking of off the top of your head,
yeah, here's a picture illustrated from the original Humpty Dumpty book, and you can see he's got a normal face. That's just most of him.
Yeah, yeah. So Humpty Dumpty was not an egg at all.
Mm-mm.
And three blind mice, they were just legally blind.
I don't know about this one either.
They weren't completely blind. They were legally blind.
I think you're making some of these up.
No,
I'm suspicious.
Oh, McDonald didn't have a farm. It was a condo that he had.
No.
I've done some research on that.
He had a burger store.
Oh, McDonald's had a restaurant.
Restaurant.
That's why he had a farm.
Everywhere a moo moo. Here a moo. There a moo.
I will say this. That little Miss Muffet thing, when I was younger, I didn't think that she was eating curds and whey.
Oh, my God.
Because you
Why would someone eat that?
You halfway listened to it. You know, Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet eating her curds and whey. And I'm like,
you're a turd for thinking that.
I was like, what could she be eating? Who would eat curds and whey?
Okay, was a farmer, had a dog, and Bingo was his name. His name was actually Uno.
What?
But it didn't flow well, so they changed it to Bingo.
That is a fake story.
Just rewriting history here.
No, this is the Humpty Dumpty thing was true. He set us up.
Yeah. Mary had a little lamb. Well, a lot of people don't know this, but the lamb was at a restaurant glazed with brown sugar and cooked medium rare.
She actually had a lot of lamb, not a little.
Yeah.
She had a whole rack.
Uh-huh.
That one's true.
That one is true. Itsy Bitsy Spider was actually anorexic, and they just changed it to Itsy Bitsy because they didn't want to offend anybody that was anorexic.
I don't believe that one. Mm-hmm. But I think Itsy Bitsy Spider could have been a lie, and it might have been a really big friggin' spider.
Crawling up that water spout.
That stuff scares me.
So, watching Tori shower.
Stop.
That's why they made it an Itsy Bitsy one, so women wouldn't get so upset by it.
I have chills. Next one.
Gosh. What was the one that you... I mean, we always did Old MacDonald Had a Farm, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I would make up songs that I would sing to the kids when I was younger. And I would sing old gospel hymns sometimes.
That's what my mom sang a lot.
Yeah, when I would rock them to sleep, I would sing Amazing Grace and stuff like that. And then afterwards, I would like get into their piggy bank and say, well, it's offering time.
You're a good dad.
Now you go to sleep, okay? Let's say our prayers, go to sleep.
Time to tithe, kids.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, they ask Americans, do you have anything you're good at that you wish you weren't?
Hmm.
I know Tom's number one answer would probably be he's good at computers.
I'm glad I'm good at computers.
Yeah.
I'm just sorry that I told you.
You rarely end up using your talents for anything but tech support for your family is what they say.
It's the truth.
That's anybody that's good with computers. So it's something that they wish they weren't as good at.
Well, you just got to learn how to fake not being good at it.
Or you say no. It's okay to say no.
Yeah, they get mad at you, though.
I've not gotten mad at you for not helping me fix.
You haven't, but my in-laws have. Why doesn't Tom come over and fix our computer anymore?
He's good at it.
Yeah, it only take him a couple hours each time.
So you guys try to think of something that you might be good at you wish you weren't. One thing that was mentioned, remembering the names of people who've forgotten mine. Like, okay. So they're good. Well, why is that such a problem? You think? Remember the names
understand.
Of people who've forgotten mine. Like, they forgot your name, but you're good at remembering their names.
I forget names immediately.
Okay, something else Tom's very good at, online stalking.
Why would you not want to be good at that?
You found out too many things maybe about somebody? Because
I want to know.
If I want to know something about any celebrity or anybody here locally, I just ask Tom to Google him for me, and he can come up with stuff that you'd be shocked to find.
But I'm not upset that I'm good at that. I'm glad I'm good at that.
I almost wish I wasn't good at cleaning, because I'll get annoyed and I'll tell my husband, I'm like, you need to help me clean. And then he does it. And I'm like, no, that's all wrong.
Oh, that's okay. A good answer.
I have to go behind him and do it again. It's really unhealthy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. So they also mentioned making people feel very crappy about themselves just by one expertly delivered comment.
I'm awesomely glad that I can do this.
Yes.
That gives me great joy.
I don't understand that. Tom told me the other day, he goes, as an outsider, what's your view on intelligence?
Yeah. Oh, poor Hawk.
Well, it's interesting to know what they think about it. Yeah. Because what does Hawk think about intelligence?
Yeah. And he told me the other day, he says,
hey,
easy. And he says, everybody makes mistakes, but you're abusing your privileges. But honestly, you know what? They were very funny and very clever ways to put me down.
Okay, here's something I'm good at that I wish I wasn't as good at.
Right.
Maybe. Procrastination.
You are good at procrastination.
I'm a master at it.
Yes, you are.
And I like my logic even. I'm like, well, let's say I have something I don't want to do. I'm dreading doing.
Okay.
But I go ahead and do it today. And then I get killed in a car accident on the way home.
Oh, Tom, don't make it so bad.
I would much rather have not wasted those 2 hours doing that horrible thing if I was not going to have that much time left. I'd rather have done something fun.
Just changed my whole perspective on life.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I don't know if it's for the better, though.
I'm very talented at making someone feel really bad about themselves.
Yeah. They say overhearing conversations. They're good at overhearing conversations. Sometimes you don't want to hear all the details in a conversation.
I do. I want to know the truth. I would rather know the truth, even if it isn't pleasant, than to live in a lie where I think everyone likes me.
Okay.
I mean, so, I'd rather know what they really think about me so that I can deal with them properly.
But overhearing like cell phone.
Deal with them
no, you
properly.
Don't. You don't want to know what we think.
Yeah.
when you walk out of the room.
Yeah. I don't want to be nice to you if I don't need to be.
Oh, we like you, Tom.
Some people said lying.
I'm good at that,
they,
too.
They said they...
But I'm not upset that I am.
Okay.
You remember my friend? He's awesome at lying. Everyone believes him but me, but I know.
Maybe it's your friend who texts in and says, lying, I do it compulsively, usually for no reason, and never get caught. Like, that's not something to be good at.
That's a disorder.
Yeah, that's really different than lying for self-preservation.
And the fact that I would sit back at times and watch him talk to people I didn't know, and he's telling them about himself, and I'm going, what? You said, did you do that? How long you known him? 20 years, but I didn't know that.
My mom's got a friend, and she says that when they would go out, because they'd go out, trying to find him a man.
that's scary right
I know,
there.
I know. It's kind of crazy.
I wish I hadn't overheard that.
I know her friend would say she was a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader at one time. And mom's like, I knew very well she had not never been a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
That's like, funny.
I know. Just out lied to try to pick up a man.
And Chapel cheerleader.
Okay. Oh, okay. Tammy wrote in and said that something you're good at, but you wish you weren't. She said, gaining weight.
Oh, that's
same.
A good answer.
That's a great answer.
I like that one.
Thanks for texting in, Tammy. We appreciate it.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.